Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, it's Thanksgiving Day and lots of folks are probably unhappy with what's happening with the weather, but let's hope we all can find something to be thankful about. And that's what I want to talk about today. There are some things that I'm thankful for, and it may be different than what you're thinking, but I want to talk about working with other people and the opportunity to do that and the cooperation, networking, collaboration, whatever you want to call it. And that could be talking about future, just past, and I'm going to search way back in history a bit also. As this day came and I'm sort of finishing up on some messages and so on related to Harvest Market, it just sort of hit me that one of the things that I'm really thankful for are all of the people who worked to put that together and to make it happen. And then going back, there's Produce in the Park. And I know if you're a listen often to Backyard Beyond, you've heard at least about those two events, Harvest Market and Produce in the Park. But then I want to also talk about Healthy Cass. That's a group. And that may be a group that you haven't heard about that's actually been going on for a long time. And then, as I said, kind of search back even further in some history. Well, Harvest Market was held last Monday. How did that happen? When you go to any event, any kind of thing where there's a gathering, do you ever wonder about how it all happens, or you just take it for granted? Well, you know, it's okay to go and enjoy it and not think about all the planning that somebody else had to do. But every once in a while, it's kind of nice at least to think about and be thankful for all of the organizations, all of the volunteers, all of the people, all of the just what makes it all go together. You know, that takes a lot to make most events happen. So Harvest Market, there were 26 vendors. In addition, there were 9 organizations that provided education, many of those providing some activities for kids. And how did all of that happen? Well, part of it, as I say, is sort of a result of Produce in the Park happening in Atlantic. But it was more than that because there were additional vendors. There were additional planning people involved. There were people from, you know, outside of Atlantic, outside of Cass County, all coming together to make that happen. Now, I know in listing names, I'm going to miss some folks, but I'm still going to talk about some of them. One of the people who's behind the scenes that doesn't get the recognition for helping you be informed. If you are a Facebook user and you looked at Produce in the Park Facebook or the special event Harvest Market Facebook, then the person who made that happen is Chris Parks right here at KJAN. As I say, he's one of those people who doesn't get recognized much, but making it happen there, you don't see his face when that's all coming to you on Facebook. But and doing Facebook, as you know, if you are a Facebook user and you keep other people up to date, it takes constant attention. I'm not good at that. But the people who really use Facebook, and as Chris did in terms of these events throughout the year, it takes constant attention. The people who volunteered or through their jobs, some of them, were a part of the planning committee, included, this is for Harvest Market, many of them included also in Produce in the Park, but not all of them. As I mentioned, there's some new people. Beth Holson, who's dietitian for Hy-Vee Stores. Deanne Schreiner, who's the heads up the food service at Atlantic Schools. Emily Kringle from Cass County Health Systems. Kate Olson, extension director. Emily Ulrich Paulson, a vendor, volunteer. Susan Retz from Complementary Care. And then the threesome from the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce, and that's Wita Hargens, Bailey Smith, and Kate Christensen. All of those folks met on a pretty regular basis, and it included me too. Met on a regular basis, not lots of times, but all the details, working on all the details of how do we put all of this together? How do we recruit? How do we publicize? How do we make the space happen? On and on. Some businesses. Okay, here's another group of people who collaborated to make sure that you knew about Harvest Market and also about Produce in the Park were businesses downtown who put out what I call the sandwich boards, those little kind of not tripod, they're just two-sided, but stand-up boards that announce dates and places and so on. And throughout the season, and including a number of days, even through the wind before Harvest Market, were Nest Egg, Howard's, Kappel's, and Robinson Hardware. Earlier, the hospital and Hy-Vee had helped put those out. And then I want to just step back and go, okay, where did those sandwich boards come from? Well, again, it was a collaboration. Some paint and some designs were purchased from local businesses. There were volunteers who did painting. Steve Livengood put them all together using his building skills. And so, again, a collaboration to make all of that happen. Some of it volunteer, some of it through businesses. And so now I want to go way back in history a bit, a long time back in, well, not the Middle Ages, but in my lifetime, a long time ago. Before the word collaboration and some other words like that, and before we started using the word networking, that's sort of the word before collaboration, I think, maybe means something different, but we kind of use them interchangeably. There were a few of us who were working to inform people about nutrition, working on trying to do activities and so on. We said, you know, we found out, hey, you're doing this, I'm doing this, you're doing that. Why don't we get together and find out what each other are doing and also work together? And we called that group finally the Nutrition Networking Group. Before we put a name on it, we just got together. And some of those names, this probably again won't include everybody, but major folks who carried through with it: Marilyn Jensen, who at the time was the food supervisor at the Cass County Memorial Hospital, Jan Steffens, dietitian, Emily Kringle, and myself. And we did lots of activities and we had fun doing it, but you know, we worked together on a common cause, getting out that nutrition information. And it was lots more effective and lots more fun than when we tried to do those things by ourselves. And actually preceding that group, there was a group that we called the Leopard Group because they met at the Whitney Hotel in the room that had leopard paper on the wall. And those people were kind of all the folks who were doing social work and all kinds of education. So it's been going on for a long time, and it continues when things are successful. So I quickly have to mention Healthy Cass. That is a group that the way you join is by attending. There's no membership fee. You just show up. Currently meeting the second Monday at noon at Unity Point at Home most of the time, but I think we're going to be meeting at the Cass County Hospital the next time because the group has enlarged. And again, this is a group who has similar goals, similar causes, but working together makes it happen much more effectively. And the most recent activity has been the health assessment. So a few more people have joined saying, hey, you know, by talking with each other and knowing what everybody's doing, we all can do a better job. So it includes public health, it includes the hospital, it includes Harrisdale Homestead, it includes a dental program, counseling for folks, anything that basically helps people live a better life, mostly through education. So if you, and there are some volunteers who just have a concern and, again, a common cause of trying to help people live a better life and be healthier. if you have an interest in that, well, you could give me a call. You could call Emily Kringle. You could check in with Nancy Gibson at Unity Point at Home. Whatever, it's a wonderful feeling, and I am so thankful for all of the opportunities to work with great folks and make things happen. Until next time, I hope today that you are finding at least a moment, if not all day, to be thankful for something in your life.